And the background music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 570, I believe 577 in that continuing series. 576 it is, 576. Our Musicians Come and Play program as our theme wraps up there with Larry Razavi, our theme, Musicians Come and Play. And that takes us to 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have 4 degrees here in central Minnesota as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we're again at 13 before 12 noon, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and say good morning to Nancy Buckentine. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Good morning, Si, and good morning, all the KASM listeners.
Perfect. And where are you at this morning, Nancy? Where are we visiting with you?
I'm sorry, Si, we just cut out on that. What was that?
I say, where are you at this morning? Are you at home?
Oh, I'm just home from church. We had service this morning. I played organ for St. Peter's at Lester Prairie.
Okay.
And then we had Christmas program practice at the Sunday school afterwards, and I'm happy to be home now because it's cold outside.
It is. It is very cold, and you guys are a little further south of us, but I think the temperature is about the same. We're sitting at 4 below 0 right now. You guys probably the same down there?
Well, my van said 8 below 0 on the way home.
So okay,
I thought anything below zero is cold. I don't care what the number is.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Nancy, we have you in today. Today, kind of a special day, a bittersweet day. It's the day that you said goodbye to your dad, and that was some years ago. Your dad, the great Earl Schmidt. And what year was it when Earl passed on?
Yeah, it was 17 years ago. Today was Dad's funeral. He passed away on the 11th.
Okay.
And actually, the days of the week and everything come out the exact same as they were then in 2008. It was a Thursday when he passed. We had the funeral on Sunday. My kids were both in college and wanted to get back for finals week. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how things went. But it was a snowstorm then.
Really? Wow.
Yes, it started out raining in the morning, and I thought, this is weird. It's the 14th of December, and it's raining, like raining.
And
by the time church was out, it was sleeting and snowy, and then it got worse from there.
And was your dad sickly, or did he have a medical situation at all, or did he die suddenly? What happened back then?
Dad had cancer.
He
was diagnosed with esophageal cancer in the end of March.
Okay. Okay.
And so it was from March until the 11th of December. Actually, it was 2 months longer than the doctors had predicted that he would live due to the wonderful care of my mother.
Okay.
She was just a very strong woman throughout the whole thing, and I give her a lot of credit.
Okay, you bet. And her name again is? Your mom's name again is?
My mom was Marvel.
Marvel.
Marvel Schmidt. And many of the musicians even knew Mom because when Dad did the concertina jamborees, Mom was his right-hand man.
Okay.
And he would do all the registrations. So I remember fondly getting to Gibbon to Polka Days and people running up to my mom, you know, wanting to sign up because at the time, there were just concertina players from all over.
Okay. Yes.
And they didn't all want to be the last one to play because I do remember it got to be 2 o'clock in the morning once in a while.
Oh, and where were you at about at that stage of life? Were you out of high school or still in high school or when were the Gibbon Polka Days?
Yeah, just through high school and shortly thereafter.
Okay.
So I had a blast.
I'll bet.
I thought it was great.
You bet. You knew what was going on already at that stage in life.
Yes, it was good. Danced a lot, knew a lot of people, met a lot of people. So.
Sure. Yeah, and those were the days of big events. I mean, from then on back before that, Gibbon Polka Days, New Ulm Polka Days, Heritage Days, all of those were well attended, and lots of great memories from those, huh?
Yeah, and great music and good bands and a lot of fun.
You bet. Well, Nancy, are you the oldest of the Earl and Marvel's children?
No, I am one of two. I am the younger.
Oh.
I have a brother who is a year and a half older than I am.
Okay. Did he play music at all?
He actually was a music teacher for a while.
He was, okay.
He played trumpet. Yes, we both had piano lessons for years.
Okay.
As kids growing up. And then he played trumpet. I played clarinet. We were in high school band. And played in college band also.
Okay.
And John pursued a career in music teaching first, now does a special ed teaching.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And the irony of this whole situation is and was that your dad was such a tremendous trombone player and played first, with Wally, memory
he
lapse here.
With Ivan.
Ivan Kahle, there you
hey,
go.
Dad served in the service. Dad was a Marine.
Okay.
And he played in the Marine band in San Diego.
Okay.
He absolutely loved it.
Okay.
He just loved that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, neat.
So that's where he got his, a lot of trombone skill and practice because if that's what you do all day,
yeah,
you should be good at it.
Absolutely. And then came back home and started up with Ivan Kahle then, huh?
Yes. He was 16 years old when he started playing with Ivan.
Okay. And
actually, Ivan lived, probably 4 miles south of us.
Oh, you guys were that close.
His farm was right in the area, and we were members at the same church.
Oh, my goodness. So that's the connection there.
Yep.
And then
Ivan was in need of a horn man and came and talked to Dad apparently at the house and thought that would work. So till he was out of high school and then into the service, he had played with Ivan, came back, of course, then and joined the band again.
Sure. And then he met up with a guy by the name of Jerry Schuft, huh?
Yeah, then after, I don't know, it was a few years, it had to be 6 years after Dad was home from the service, I'm guessing. Dad and Jerry Schuft and Hillary Haig all played for Ivan.
Yeah.
And they were, young men in their 30s.
Yeah.
And thought, by golly, I bet we could do this ourselves.
Yeah.
So they started their own group.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And how old would have you been then about that time when they were starting out on their own?
How what?
How old would have you been at that time when your dad started the band then?
I wasn't yet.
Oh, you weren't yet. Okay.
Dad started the band the year I was born.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay.
The joke is, I got, and of course my brother was a year, 18 months old then.
Sure.
And we always laughed because I got to go to Dad's first dance. When Dad and Jerry played, their first dance job was Easter Sunday, April 17th of 1960.
Okay.
And Mom took tickets. It was at the Hamburg Hall.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I got to go to the dance because my brother was too little.
Oh, yeah.
So I went with Mom.
Oh, neat story. You bet. Well, and then ironically, your dad's such a great musician through the years, and you can go through the story of how they evolved from Earl Schmidt to Jerry Schuft Band and all of that. But all that time that they were making music and you were potential, just waiting to go, but you didn't really break into the old-time scene playing until your dad was pretty much done, huh?
Well, yeah, the band, they played, Dad and Jerry played until 1985.
Okay.
And actually, I didn't start playing. Dad didn't know that I ever played with Polka Band. He had passed away in December of 2008.
Oh, yeah.
And I played my first job when Leon Helgett gave me a call.
That's right.
I needed a keyboard player in spring of 2009.
You bet. You bet. And you haven't looked back since. I mean, you've got just a ton of jobs behind you and all that experience. And your dad looking down has just got to be twinkling, his eyes twinkling, and just proud as can be of you.
It has been fun. And I've realized all of the things Dad said about music and playing and the people you meet are all true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good feeling. If the people are having fun, then the band is also having fun and doing their job, which is good.
Yes, so true.
And you meet some of the nicest people.
You bet, you bet. So Leon Helgett was your first opportunity, huh?
Yes, yes. I played Larry Olson's Polka Fest with Leon Helgett. That was my very first actual playing job on stage.
And how did that come about? Did somebody know you, or how do you just go from playing church music?
Linda Schrader was a good friend, Linda and Nancy.
Ah,
and I.
Okay.
And Linda was a concertina player and a keyboard player also.
Okay.
And we had been talking a long time, you know, gee, that's really fun. And Linda would play once in a while with Das Himmelblau, which would be the, Sil Leibel.
Okay.
They would come and play Bandwagon in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And then she would play keyboard with them. And I thought, you know, that would be really fun. So we talked about that. And they're just casually like, okay. And all of a sudden I got a call from, and I had known who Leon was just from the concertina jamborees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda called me one day and she said, hey, I just gave your name to Leon Helgett. He's looking for a keyboard player for Larry Olson's Polka Fest, she said, and he's called all kinds of people. He called me. She couldn't make it because their family was going to be busy that weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend. And she said, so I gave him your number. He might be calling you. Well, it didn't take 10 minutes later, and my phone rang, and it was Leon.
Okay.
So I told him, you know, what I knew or what I did, and yes, I know the music. No, I haven't played with anyone ever, you know, on stage, but
yeah.
He said, Nancy, I need somebody, and if you've got the dates open, he said, come out and play with us. So I did.
And it worked, huh?
It was so much fun. Those guys were so kind to me. Mike Molden was his drummer, and Frank Selner was the tuba player, so we played four-piece.
Uh-huh.
And it was, yeah, it was really good.
Wow.
So, I won't say the job went really well, but I kept telling Leon, I said, you know, you should have fired me after the first 2 hours. I wouldn't be in this mess. No, he said, this is going to work. I said, okay.
Oh, that's neat. So, really neat.
Yeah.
Since that time, you've played with a lot of bands. I know I've seen you on a lot of recordings. I've seen you with George Palma and George's concertina band. You've done a lot of work with him.
I haven't done as much recently with George. I've been playing full-time with Chris Kelchin.
Okay, yeah.
And I will put in a plug here. I'm very excited to let you know, Cy. All we have to do is wait a little bit. But last month, the band got together, and we're going to put out a new CD.
Oh, you are. Good for you guys.
And there's going to be some grand tunes on there. I want everybody just to wait patiently, but excitedly. When you hear that CD come out, you're going to love it.
Oh, neat.
It's wonderful.
Were you part of the recording then? They did a one-song thing for the holidays, the Winter Wonderland. Were you on that one, too?
I was on the, we did Grab a Little Sunshine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With Chris. His most recent one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he just emailed me just one song for the holidays, Winter Wonderland. And so it was digital, and I was able to download it and get it in here to the studio, and I played it last week. Very, very nice rendition there that Chris and the band Riverbend Dutchman did. And they are one of the last of the big bands that are still operating these days, it seems, huh?
Yes, and when I think about the talent on that band, I'm just fortunate to be able to play with those guys. It's just, we got, look at the front row. We got Jerry Cale, who's a Minnesota Music Hall of Fame inductee.
Yeah.
Myron Muehlbauer, who was inducted last year.
Yeah.
We've got Rick Kane, who will be inducted in April.
Yeah.
And Jens Jensen, who does a lot of arrangements and good stuff, and it's his arrangements that some of his arrangements that we're doing on this new recording.
Okay. So, yeah. Just what you had just commented. I had the same feeling when I was part of the Lester Shift recording the last time around there, and all these New Orleans musicians. I mean, I pinched myself. Is this really happening to me? I know my dad would just be thrilled, be proud, because he was a very good drummer, and would be very happy to see that the situation that we wound up in there, recording with Lester Shift and some of those same musicians.
Yeah, that was fun. And they say it's sometimes playing with those guys, it's like the job almost plays itself because things work very well.
That is so true. Well, Nancy, if I can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We'll read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and then I'll come back to you if that's all right.
That sounds good, Cy.
All righty. So Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And 'twas 2 weeks before Christmas at the St. Joe Meat Market, and that's no joke. It is now actually less than 2 weeks before Christmas, and the holiday rush is on big time. Well, no worries. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you just when you are ready to start panicking. Employees are dashing around with orders at the St. Joe Meat Market like they were trying out to be one of Santa's elves. Meat and cheese trays come in the standard small, medium, and large sizes and are being made up daily. Extra trays are usually on hand, but called ahead orders are much appreciated. The same goes for the meat department. The coolers are loaded to the hilt with smoked turkeys, mouth-watering hams, and sausages oh so juicy. However, in the retail business, you never quite know for sure who is all going to come through that front door and when. So, best to call ahead and reserve yours for that special occasion. There is also lots of great music CDs to browse through when you come in to pick up your meat order. What an awesome stocking stuffer idea. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. Thank you, and Merry Christmas from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Nancy, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here a few times before, so you know how it works. We'll put up that nice meat package, get that off in the mail to you. Hope that you and your husband, is it Mike?
The Joe Town sausage.
Yeah, no, I say, is your husband's name Mike? I'm trying to remember. Is your husband's name Mike?
Oh, Alan.
Alan. So you and Alan and the family around you, that you enjoy it in good health, and that's worked out okay for you in the past?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's always good stuff.
And I know your favorite is the little snack packs. You like those little bags of meat and cheese to take along to work and grab and go, and they're just an awesome snack wherever you are.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, we'll get that off.
I'll even put a plug in for the raspberry chipotle bacon.
Oh, you like that one too, huh?
That was good.
Yes. All righty. We will see to it that you get some. All righty. Well, back to the music, and I like the story. In the past, you've told the story, and it's just so appropriate. I can just picture a small child sitting at the top of the steps and the band downstairs in the living room playing, practicing, and you couldn't sleep. And just go on through that story again.
Well, I say, Dad started the band when I was, the year I was born. The guys were young, and they wanted to get together, and they had some new arrangements and things, so they'd get together at the house and practice.
Uh-huh.
And I would fight going to bed. I remember, 2 and 3, I didn't want to leave them. It was just so much fun, and they were having fun, and I liked the music.
Yeah.
Well, I got dragged off upstairs to bed.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there was a door on our staircase about 3 steps up. So Mom went downstairs again and closed the door, and I thought, okay, I can crawl out of bed. So I did, and I sat at the top of the steps because then I could hear him better.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, being as young as I was and tired, because I'm sure it was late, I fell asleep right at the top of the steps. I thought, oh, busted.
Busted, yeah. But then did they take you down and set you in between Jerry Cadillac, how did that story progress then?
Oh, I thought, yeah, Jerry Cadillac was just always very kind to me, and I thought I knew Jerry from, well, I see, he was young, slim, tall, also played in the band. He was in the Navy, I believe.
Yeah.
So, again, he was, you know, an excellent player, and it was just fun to sit by him because then he'd look and he'd smile, and I was thinking, oh, boy, you know, this is really fun.
Yep, yep. So neat. So back in those days, you probably remember, they were playing a lot, huh?
Well, I know at the High Point, and I have Dad's date books. I don't have them here accessible right now, but he played 22 jobs in 1 month.
22. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
And besides working a full-time job.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So that
I know was the most jobs he'd played in 1 month. But,
okay.
Yeah, they played often. It was always Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So, and sometimes, well, in your area up there, I do believe, I remember him talking about Tuesday night shower dances.
Yes, I remember hearing about that, too. You bet.
So, yeah, there were a lot of times, I mean, he was gone during the week. But I have to say, we knew where Dad was. He wasn't always home, you know, sitting at the kitchen table or something. But when he was home, he was present.
Yeah.
I mean, he made sure that he was, you know, interacting with us and doing stuff with us and all of that. And I realize now he must have had very little sleep sometimes.
Well, knowing
to be
that.
Able to put in the time.
Yeah, knowing that from firsthand experience now, having played some of those 9-to-1 jobs ourselves, yeah. And then have to get up for a day job again the next day. So, yeah, shortage of sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I can tell you one instance. I played with George, and it was on a Sunday up at East Grand Forks.
Uh-huh.
And the job was from 5 until 9. Well, my Sunday morning started out in Lester Prairie with the church service.
Yeah.
Then I drove to Broughton and jumped in the van with George, and we drove up to East Grand Forks and played the job and packed up. I got home at 5 a.m., met Alan coming out of the house because he was going to do the chores across the yard. That's when we had dairy cows yet.
Yeah.
I went to bed for an hour and a half, and I was at work at 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy. And you were happy to hit the rack that night, I'll bet.
Yeah, boy.
Yes. But, you know, as we look back, we'd do it all over again because it was so much fun. And I go back a lot further than you, playing the dance jobs, all the 9-to-1 jobs and all over the state. And, yeah, a lot of nights you only got a couple hours of sleep. But when you're younger, you can get away with it, it seems like. Family was young, and so you feel a little bit like a bandit. You got away with it, and you were okay. You didn't get caught.
Right. You're right. A person would do it all over again, too, because you just enjoy the people, and it's fun to play the music, so.
You bet. And, you know, it was a different way of life back in the days. All the shower dances and wedding dances that there were and all the ballrooms that there were. Talk about some of the ballrooms that you got into over the years.
Playing a lot, Glencoe, just
yeah.
So the people in your area know.
Yeah.
Because we do have people that come down from the north there.
Yeah.
Glencoe has Sunday dances.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly. I guess we'd have to check a schedule. I couldn't quote exactly which Sundays or when.
Yeah.
But I will say, and now the Lake Marion Ballroom also has started up doing some Saturday dances.
You bet. And both of them have.
And the Riverbend Dutchman will be at Lake Marion on New Year's Day from 1 to 4.
I heard that.
So that's come on out.
Yeah. And that is so neat. They both have beautiful dance floors, don't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Glencoe is a very nice dance floor.
You bet.
And I know Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman will be there on Sunday, the 1st of February.
Okay.
So if somebody is looking for something to do on a winter day, and hopefully the weather cooperates, New Year's Day in Lake Marion and February 1st in Glencoe.
You bet. Well, some of the music that you really enjoy playing, you're on keyboard. Is there any of Chris's... Written featuring the keyboard or piano solos or anything like that you get excited about?
Not on Chris's latest album.
Okay.
I did some of the vocals when we played Don Lester's.
Okay, yeah. You and Mike Wendelek teamed up on that one and did beautiful work on some of those.
Yeah, and I think Rick was on one too, Rick Kane.
Yep, that's right too. You bet. Yeah, so some very good music there. Yeah, and just being around those guys, the antics and stuff, those guys don't just sit on their chairs. They are just, you never know what to expect when you got that lineup in front of you.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of fun and there's a lot of good-natured banter between tunes and things. And then when it's back to tune time, it's serious. Let's play it.
You bet. So, you bet. They are professional.
But a good blend and a good mix of fun.
You bet. Have you seen Lowell Schubert lately? Have you been in touch with Lowell at all?
Oh, I stay in touch with Lowell, yes. He doesn't play publicly as much anymore, but he and I will get together and practice just because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll bring my keyboard over to his place or whatever and just play a couple of hours, and then we're good to go.
Absolutely. No, that is great. You bet.
Yeah.
And Jerry Minar still doing a lot of work with some of the bands, too, as far as you know?
Boy, I guess I can't tell
you. Okay, you haven't been in contact with Jerry much anymore. Okay.
Not too much recently.
Yeah. And with Chris's band, Chris is the concertina player, so you're covered there then.
Yep.
There you go.
Exactly.
You bet.
Yep.
Well, very good. Well, we're going to save time to play some music by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra here in just a few moments. But looking back, and your career is getting longer and longer each time we talk to you, got a special memory that you want to share with the listeners today?
I guess just keep going to the dances.
Yeah.
Because the musicians love to have you.
Yeah, you bet.
And go to the ballrooms.
You bet.
Check it out, but I say we've got dances in this area, Glencoe fairly steadily, a couple of Sundays a month for sure.
Yeah.
And, New Year's Day, if you want to hit Lake Marion, check out how that's been remodeled and redone.
And
I don't remember the old ballroom, so I only know what it is there now.
Right. And probably the Cato Ballroom down in Mankato, they do the Bandwagon every, first Monday or Tuesday night of the month?
Usually Monday night, yeah,
usually
but I don't know how often they're doing that anymore.
Okay.
I had the fortune to play with Adam Sandhurst there in June and Chris in July.
Okay.
And they were only taping a few of them again. I don't know if they tape every time.
Okay. Yeah, but again, another wonderful ballroom. And, back in the days, we remember just about every town having a ballroom like that. So now it's more of a novelty to see a ballroom like that. And we've just mentioned three of them that are still existing in the state and fun to go to.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, good. Big Christmas plans for you, Nancy?
Any Christmas plans?
I say, do you have big plans at all? Are you playing church services anyplace? Or what is your Christmas?
I get to do three Christmas Eve services. I have for many years in three different locations.
Oh, my. You will be busy. Where do you have to be?
I play at St. John's in Plato at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I go north about 10 miles to Lester Prairie for a 7 o'clock service.
Okay.
And then I head over to Chaska for a 10 o'clock service.
Oh, my. That's all on Christmas Eve.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
I look for Santa in the sky every time when I'm driving.
Oh.
Make sure he knows where I live.
There you go. Well, that's great. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Nancy, we want to thank you so much. And remembering your dad, Earl, today being his death anniversary 17 years ago, and just a wonderful man. We feel like we knew him so well. And, of course, you growing up with him knew him the best. So, we remember you, too.
Thank you, Si.
You bet.
I smile, and it warms my heart every time somebody will come to a dance job and give me a story about Dad, or somebody will say, they played our wedding dance, or they played our 25th wedding anniversary, or something like that. And it just makes me smile.
That's right.
Because I know they're telling me because they had a good time, too, and they remember it. So
You bet.
Yeah.
And, he did make memories through the years. And, I seen him at a dance job that I was playing with Ray Dronnell, and I think I've mentioned this one before. But he and Jerry came over after playing the bazaar at Jacob's Prairie that day. And they came and sat in with us, and they were feeling their oats a little bit, but boy, did the band pick up life when them two stepped up on the stage. We really had a great time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Si. Thank you for sharing that. I say it's things like that. It's the memories that will go on.
You bet.
That just make me smile.
Absolutely. Well, Nancy, we want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on Musicians Come and Play. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and happy holidays throughout the season. And like we've talked in the past, the good Lord willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
That sounds good, Cy. Thank you very much. And yes, Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners in your area as well.
Very good. So if you want to stay on the line, I'll talk to you off the air. But you have a great afternoon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
There she goes, Nancy Buckentine. And she is our 576th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra in just moments. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, and that wrapping up our 576th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Nancy Buckentine, our guest this morning on our Musicians Come and Play, and the daughter of Earl Schmidt, and just a wonderful person. I had the opportunity to work with Nancy on the Lester Schuft recording, the last one, classic polkas and waltzes, and a classic car. And just a tremendous talent, a great singer. She harmonized with Mike Wendelick on a number of tunes, and just a delightful person. So we're going to start out with music right now by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Start out with one that they did called Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
The Jerry Schuft. Later in the years, it was Jerry Schuft Orchestra. At the time of this recording, it was the Earl Schmidt Orchestra featuring Jerry Schuft on the concertina. And you can hear in the background, they were a lively band. Right now, it's waltz time with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra, the Dorf Music Waltz. Schmidt Orchestra with the Dorf Music Waltz. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of St. Joe, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting in information like she does every week, starting out with, "'Tis the season for family and friends to gather to celebrate. What a great time to suggest a family or group adventure with Jeannie B's Tours. You can choose from daycations, minications that are 2 to 3 day getaways, or extended motor coach tours. Extended flyout tours include Alaska, Ireland, Hawaii, Canadian Rockies, Colors of New England, Historic Savannah, Washington, D.C., Iceland, Danube River Cruise, Panama Canal Cruise, and more. All you have to do is call 320-345-1581. And the staff at Jeannie B's will be happy to answer questions. Stop by Jeannie B's Tour Office and Decor and Whatnots Shop, which is located at 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe. Visit Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. They're open from 9 until 3 or additional times by appointment. Gift certificates make a great gift idea for people looking for a fun-filled time away. When dreaming about where to go, check in with Jeannie B's Tours. Once again, 320-345-1581. A Merry Christmas from Jeannie and Art and the staff at Jeannie B's. And as Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. Again, that's all at Jeannie B's Tours in St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie B's bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 2 below, our temperature here in Albany Here's one of my favorite Earl Schmidt tunes. It's one called Aunt Ella's Polka. Polka tune there recorded by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra, one called the Aunt Ella's Polka. 1230 here on KASM, two below our temperature here in Albany. Another pretty tune, a waltz tune by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Tell me, whose girl are you?
Thank you.
Great concertina solo there by Jerry Schuft on the concertina, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Tell Me Whose Girl Are You? Nice waltz tune. Here's a great polka tune by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. It's the Jet Polka. The Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Yes, a great polka tune there. One called the Jet Polka. Here's a pretty waltz tune, a Landler tune. It's one called the Premium Landler, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Thank you. Phil Schmidt Orchestra with the Premium Landler. Boy, they were smooth. Such a great band, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Right now it's polka time with the Redbird Polka, Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Schmidt Orchestra. That comes off of their Volume 3 Polkas and Waltzes CD and one called the Redbird Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, one called the Tavern Waltz. Thank you. The Tavern Waltz, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.